a spreader, a fertilizer spreader that holds 5,000 pounds of fertilizer, and it operates on a from the wheels that roll on the ground, moves a conveyor down in the bottom of the trough, you might say, and pulls the fertilizer to the back of the spreader, and has some wheels on the back that actually sling the fertilizer on the ground. And we calibrate this fertilizer unit. What I do is I go out and I put so many bags of fertilizer in the spreader, open the back gate of the fertilizer spreader, and we sling the fertilizer over a certain number of trees. Then I go count the numbers of trees and find out how many pounds of fertilizer I'm putting to each tree. And by experience, I know about how many pounds I need to put. What I try to do is hit about a half a pound of nitrogen at that time to the tree. And of course, we use a formulation called 10-10-10, which is 10% nitrogen, 10% phosphorus, 10% potassium. And I try to use that formulation to come up with the number of pounds that I should spread on each tree. And I get my settings on the fertilizer spreader so that I know exactly what it's doing. And so another way is to do it by hand. You can have the fertilizer on a trailer in bags, and by hand you can go around each tree individually with the amount of pounds that you want. We usually use an oil can. And an oil can will hold somewhere around 2.5 pounds of fertilizer. If you wanted to put a half a pound in, you would use 2 oil cans of fertilizer to the tree. And a person can, you spread this by hand through there. And then that's usually the cheaper way to do it. Because in some of our orchards, we have skips. Because trees die. And if you use a fertilizer spreader, you fertilize the skips. And by hand, you can skip the skip and not put any, waste any fertilizer on an area that's not growing a tree. You can usually cut your fertilizer usage in half by hand. If you have a good stand of trees with no skips, it pays you to fertilize with a spreader.
Started to rain.
Now, a spreader will fertilize the middles also and between the trees where there might not be any roots to pick up the fertilizer. So in young orchards, we have a different kind of spreader that will actually fertilize an area to the tip of the tree and will not fertilize middles, and that saves some fertilizer, cuts down on waste. Well, after they're fertilized, of course, by that time, say February and March, they're usually in bloom. They're beginning to come into bloom.
He left.
And, of course, the tiny blooms emerge from the buds.
On a train.
And usually in March, there's danger of cold weather, frost. Some people hold off in fertilizing until they know that frost is over, and some people go ahead and gamble and put it on early. In March, they begin to bloom, and when they bloom, start to bloom, that means that we have to start spraying, because certain fungus diseases get into the blooms. And at that time, so it's a good idea to start using fungicides. And two of the fungicides we use are sulfur and a new chemical called Benamil or Benlate. It's used on roses. And this fungicide fights the brown rot organism. Brown rot usually starts when the temperatures begin to warm up in the springtime.
Learn.